of legal cars.
Yes.
So, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So, tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to discuss the Rema. There's a lot of details in this Rema, and we'll start with the Din of Vilon. We'll summarize it, and then we're going to go into more details about Mechitza Materet, and we'll see more in depth the Machloket that we already saw in the first year. We're going to go more in depth. We're going to get into Mechitza Bifnei Aner and Mechitza Ledrasha. We're going to discuss the details, and we're going to, Bezrat Hashem, have a couple of chidushim, or he'arot, whatever you're going to call it. So let's start with the Din of Vilon. We have two Rashis. The first Rashi, I bet Yosef bring both of them. But just to go in the sources, in Shabbat Kuf Lamed Chet Amud Alef, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Vilon Mutar Lin Toto Vemutar Lefarko. So Rashi says, Mutar Lin Toto, She'en Ohel Ela Mi She'asui Ke'en Gag. So if you read this Rashi, it sounds like the Heter by Vilon is because it's not a roof. So if I'm going to ask you for how long you're going to keep the Vilon there, forever, right? And then Rashi in Eruvin Kufbet, Vilon, Rashi says, Vilon keneged ha-petach litzniut, mutar lintoto, delav ohelu, delo kviya ha-hatam. Ela ken darko linaten velistalek kedelet ba'alma. So Rashi seems to say that the heter by Vilon is the fact that it's not going to last. It's not going to stay there for a long time, and that's why it's mutter. But if it's going to stay there for a long time, it might be a problem. It sounds like the kviut is, although Rashi hold that, like we saw in the previous show, that Rashi hold that it, in order to be ohel, you need roof. But don't forget what Rashi said in Kuf Kafei Amud Bet, that when it's Musif ala Binyan, it might be a problem of Boine. So it might be that that's what Rashi says in Eruvin, that when you mevatel something there, when you're going to keep something for a long time, it might be considered part of the house. So you might not consider that to be Ohel, but it's Binyan. So the Bet Yosef bring the Truma Tadeshen and Siman Samechet. The Truma Tadeshen was mesupak about putting a parochet. And the Safek going around the Leshonot of Rashi. And he said, based on the first Rashi, that it's not Gag, so it should be Mutar, although it stays. And then he said, "Umidivrei Rashi." I'm reading like four lines from the bottom. "Umidivrei Rashi deperek batra deiruvin mashma delo sharinu bevilon ela b'sheino talu sham bekviut, avelim talu sham bekviut asur lintoto." So, and that's how it sounds like the Truma Tadeshen says, and that's why the Truma Tadeshen have a svara to say maybe parochet is not good. And then the Bet Yosef argue, and he says, "Veli nireh di imken lo avishatik mina begash perek tulin." Lachen nireh li she'afal pi she'talui sham bekviut shari, shari kevan she'kulo na vanat beruach metzuya ve'gam eno me'akev la'olchim ba'ovrim derech sham, mikiri lo kviya. So the Bet Yosef argues about the explanation in Rashi in Eruvin. What is the kviut that we're discussing? So it sounds like the Truma Tadeshen have a havamina that maybe the kviut is that the fact that you're going to keep it there for a long time, that is enough to consider kavua. But Yosef said, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat of kavua is when you're tidying the vilon and you make it like a wall, that it doesn't move. The same definition that we have for mechitza, that if it flies in the wind, it's not, doesn't have Shem Mechitza. So too the Bet Yosef trying to say in Rashi and Eruvin that Kviut is not the timing. Kviut is the tightness or the hardness of the Mechitza, that if you keep it there in a way that it's not going to move, then you can apply the rule, maybe Musif al Abinyan. But if it just stay there for a long period of time, that doesn't make it Kavua. And that's why the Bet Yosef said you can put Parochet. And that seems to be the halacha lemaaseh, because if you're with the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, they seem to hold that Gemara writes, Parochet lifnei Aron HaKodesh is mutter. So we're not choshesh to the Truma Tadeshin, basically. So we basically accept in Lemaise the explanation of the Bet Yosef that Kviut is more than just like timing. It's more like a physical tightness that it needs to be strong. Mechitza or vilon that's like attached to the sides and doesn't move.
So if it were tied down, it would be wrong.
Yes, but if it's not tied down, although it's for a long time,
most are not. But I'm just saying.
If you would tie it on the bottom and you're going to make it very tight, then it's going to be a problem for the Bet Yosef. Now we're going to continue to mechitza b'fnei aner. So we have the Mordechai that the Bet Yosef brings, and the story about Maharam Rotenburg. As all of you know, the Maharam Rotenburg was kept in Chevy, and he refused that people are going to pay for him because and podim teshuvim yeter al kedid mehem. So he basically died in the prison. And we have stories about him. So one of the stories that since he has to do everything in the same room, so when he needs to do tzrachav, he did a mechitza in front of the sfarim. And Shabbat, you're not allowed to do a mechitza. So he started the mechitza of Shabbat, and then he add on the mechitza. So we're going to discuss on a couple.
He had a sfarim within a jail?
What?
He had a sfarim within a jail?
Yes. They let him. And it was like a tricky situation that they just wanted the money, they didn't want to hurt him, but on the other hand, he didn't want the community to suffer, so it was like a tricky.
I didn't realize that either.
Hmm?
I didn't realize.
I didn't realize the house that this was when he was in jail.
Yeah. So, the Mordechai seems to say a couple of dinim that all of them are debatable or. You could argue. The first din that it sounds in the Mordechai, that din tosefet al ohel, we learn about mechitza materet, right? We know mechitza materet is a problem. But the chidush here that although mechitza materet is a problem, if you start the mechitza materet, then it's good. And that's not so easy to say. We're going to see more about it soon. If you start the mechitza materet before Shabbat, you make one tefach off the mechitza amateret, then it's good. And Lemaise said the Gemara paskin like this lahalacha also. What?
The Rabbanan said you could be mosif on mechitza. They would not necessarily be make if it was a mechitza amateret.
Meaning, if you want me to say it, I will say it now. So the if you remember the Gemara that we mentioned the last shiur, we just saw that by sukkah, if you have two mechitzot and you add the third mechitza, it's a problem. If you add the fourth mechitza, it's not a problem. So, although the third mechitza was tosefet also.
But it wasn't, there was nothing there at all. Here he has a...
But the fourth mechitza is tosefet on, and it doesn't do anything, so it's fine. And the...
Well, that's not a mechitza amateret, the fourth mechitza.
Exactly. But the third mechitza is tosefet also. It's tosefet on... But if you consider the three mechitzot one thing, so then the beginning of the sukkah was there. You're not doing one mechitza. That's the question that we're going to need to deal with and to be mechalek between the case of sukkah and this case. And there is a chilukim. But I'm just going to raise the question more clear. Because mechitza materet, it sounds like if you have something before, according to him, you should have be able to continue. And sukkah is three mechitzot, it's not only one mechitzah. So if you have the beginning of the sukkah, why wouldn't you be able to continue the third mechitzah?
You're building a mechitzah ateras, you need a third mechitzah. You can't just have a longer two.
But the first tefach by Maharam, you can't be matir the to tashmish and do tzrachim without ten tefachim.
Okay.
So you should be chayav for the last tefach.
Well, the Rabbanan said it's Machlokes Rabbi Ezra and the Rabbanan. Mosif
Right.
The Rabbanan say it's Mutter.
Right. So should say Mutter for third Mechitza also.
The third Mechitza is not Mosif Al Ohel. That's Bonei Ohel.
Why?
It's one who's
Sukkah is one wall or three walls?
Every wall is distinct. Every wall is a new wall.
Okay, so that's
the,
Okay, so I agree that there is a chiluk minim. By, it's a little tricky by sukkah, because by sukkah the third mechitza is only tefach, it's enough. So there is no hechitimtzi to start the third mechitza with tefach and then add on it. So it's like a hypothetical question.
It's vertical. Around the mechitza, he started it. Right. Seemingly, you know, what tefach.
Okay, so good, good. So fine, so perfect. So okay, so yeah. It's going to be the nafkamina. Going to see soon. Okay, so I'm just reading the question. The svara that you're saying, valid, fine, we're going to discuss, but I'm just trying to be mechaded the point that it's not so pashut. It's not. Mechitza by sukkah is not a standalone. Lichora, it needs the first mechitza to be kasher the sukkah. It's not a standalone mechitza. And there is a room to be mechalek, but I'm just saying. The Prima Gadim is the one who raised the question, and we're going to need to answer, and we're going to see a couple of ways to answer that, if we have time. So that's the first chidush of the Mordechai. The second chidush, when he said at the end of his words, and it's like four lines from the bottom of the Mordechai, אבל מחיצה שעושה לצניות בעלמא מותר, כגון מחיצה שעושים בשעת הדרשה, בין אנשים לנשים, מותר לעשותה בשבת. So many of you that read it probably raised the eyebrow and said, what are you talking about? If you don't have a mechitza, it's usher to do anything. So, or some of you would be, say, pashut. It's like, okay, so it's meforash lichora in the Mordechai here that you're allowed to give a drasha if, when there is no mechitza. Maybe you need separation, but you don't need a mechitza. And the mechitza is just extra tzniut. It's not mechitza amateret. That's meforash in the Mordechai here. And we need to understand why, especially according to the Igos Moshe, that says that there is an isur if you don't have a mechitza. We're going to discuss. How would you define your hand movement? what was that? How would you? If it's usher to say, if it's usher to speak, if it's usher to be in a place that there is a mixture, you're not allowed to say any davar shebekdusha. So it's the same way that you want to learn. He wanted to learn. He wanted to do tzrachim. There is a heter. You're not allowed to do this kind of stuff when you have sfarim in the room, so you do a mechitza.
No, but that's like a specific isser on what you're doing. Like this maisa is usher. It's not, it's like it's usher to say the word of Torah when there's women. It's a lack of snakes.
The maisha, okay, so. You're saying that it's not an isur. It's just like a midat chasidut or a preference, but it's not isur. Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein does not agree with you, and we're going to see the tshuva. No, you might be right, and it might be that that's what the Mordechai said, and it doesn't agree with the we're going to see. Okay, so that's the second point. The third point is the last line that he says, "Gamutar," the two lines from the bottom, "Gamutar b'Shabbat la'asot mechitza la'agen mipnei hachama u'mipnei hatzina shelo tipol al ha'adam." Mechitza letzel, it's meforash in his words that if you just do a mechitza to protect yourself from sun, there is no problem with that. It's not the mechitza is only when it's creating reshut or when it's mechitza materet. But mechitza letzel is not a problem according to the Mordechai. So now, the Bet Yosef bring him la'alacha, and he explained that it has to be lichora that the Mordechai hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the mechitza materet asura la'asot b'Shabbat, because he needed to start the mechitza before Shabbat, and he added on it. So he's basically expanding the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot says mechitza materet is asur, and since I have a problem to create a mechitza on Shabbat, mechitza materet, so I'm gonna make the trick of starting the mechitza, and I'm going to be fine when I finish the mechitza on Shabbat. This is not so clear according to Rabbeinu Tam, but that's the way that the Bet Yosef understood, that based on the approach of Rabbeinu Tam, if you started the mechitza amateret before Shabbat, you can add on it because it's mosif al oil aray. Now, I want to dedicate a couple of minutes, although I know it's not a chiyuv to know all the opinions here, because it's not in the Bet Yosef, but I want to dedicate at least 5 minutes to show you that lichora there is a big machloket rishonim that seems to show a different picture than the Bet Yosef. If we just read the Bet Yosef and the Tosfot that we have in front of us, it sounds like Rashi says there is no problem of mechitza materet, only mechitza, only ohel is a problem, mechitza materet is not a problem. The Tosfot, based on Rabbeinu Tam, mechitza materet is a problem. And on top of that, we have the Mordechai that if you start the mechitza materet, you could continue. That's the basic that we see in the Bet Yosef. But if you look inside Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam, you might see a different picture, although I know Noam does not agree with me, but I still think that. And it might be that many other Achronim do think like Noam, but my understanding, the Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam, you read it carefully, it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam want to say something completely different than what some Achronim understood in, or maybe some Rishonim understood in the approach of Rabbeinu Tam. You're going to see soon that it's not so clear. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar said something very interesting. He says, Mechitza Letzel is a problem. If you just create a Mechitza on the side for Tzel, it's the same way like doing Mechitza on the roof for Tzel. So it's not only Mechitza Materet is a problem, Mechitza Letzel is also a problem. The only time that you're allowed to do Mechitza Letzel is if you're Moisif on tzel that already there, meaning you have four walls in the backyard and you add a fifth wall, or you have three walls, you do a mechitza in the middle that it continue the tzel, that's fine, that's mosif al oil, that's not a problem. But if there is no mechitza and you create a mechitza letzel, that is a problem. And mechitza materet is also a problem. So we have two kinds of mechitzot that are asu according to Rabbeinu Tam, mechitza letzel, and mechitza materet, the chiyuv, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is by sukkah. You have two mechitzot that doesn't do anything. The third mechitza creates a new shem. So the reason that you chayav is not because it's a mechitza, a materet. It's because this mechitza is doing something new. So if it's doing something new, you're chayav for the mechitza itself. That's the way it sounds like in Sefer HaYashar. And we're going to see the nafkamina. According to this, lichora, there is no heter of the maharam, that if you did one tefach, it's going to help you. It's not going to help you anyway, because it doesn't... Yeah, it's still mechitza materet. What? If you read the first two lines that I bold, דלא מצינו יקום החתרם של רבי אלעזר רבנן קים בתוספת של צל מן הצד. So you see about the sixth line in the Rabbeinu Tam Sefer HaYashar. Ve'lo betosefet shel tzel lemala. So he is emphasizing the tosefet shel tzel min hatzad. That's a machloket. Mashma that if you create tzel by itself, it is a problem. Only tosefet tzel is not a problem. And then after that he continues, and I underline the thing. Aval davar shu letzorech hatzel, im kvar asa hatzel, mutar. Ve'lo chashiv ha'ela ketosefet oel. If you did tzel, then you can add on it, but you cannot create yesh me'ayin tzel. If there was no mechitza to begin with, and you create mechitza, then it's a problem. And then the last line is the problematic line that I need to explain, that lo ya tzarich ela letzel, the Gemara in Eruvin, when he put the mechitza and he didn't need it, the reason that it was only for tzel, and there were other walls, so the blanket that he put in the middle is just tosefet for tzel, because it was new. So it's like tzel, and it's tosefet, so it's fine. But if it was a mechitza materet, it was a problem. So that's how it looks in the Sefer HaYashar Rabbeinu Tam. That's, you don't have to agree with me, but the Or Zarua and the Yireim are going to give you a completely different perspective on the understanding in Rashi. And it might be that that's what the Rema opinion la'alacha, because based on what I said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, tosefet al mechitza, to start with tefach and add, it's not going to help you. You know who is going to help? Rashi. Because Rashi, we used to understand Rashi said mechitza materet is not a problem. The Or Zarua and the Yireim, both of them understood that Rashi, basically like the Megine Shlomo that we mentioned, it's not exactly like the Megine Shlomo, it's a little bit like the Megine Shlomo, but the idea behind Rashi is that Rashi also, Moide, in the Gemara in Eruvin that says that Sukkah Dofen Shlishit is a problem because you create a new Rashut. I'm not saying exactly the Megine Shlomo because of the roof, but they're saying Meforash in Rashi that the reason Rashi is Moide in the Gemara in Eruvin is because you create Rashut. When you create Rashut, Rashi is Moide that a wall is a problem. But that's true when you create Rashut. So basically Rashi, according to them, agree with the concept of Mechitza Amateret. But if you're not creating Rashut, or you started to create the Rashut, then you can add on it, because you started the Binyan. And it's Mamash Meforash in the Or Zarua. Now the Or Zarua have a problem, because Rashi in Sukkah, Meforash said, Lo Garsinan, so it's opposite of what he said. He said, Rashi didn't have to say that there. He basically, he doesn't care about what Rashi himself said in Sukkah. So he held like the way that Rashi explained in Eruvin. And that's how he explained Lemaise. And based on that approach, the issue of Mechitza Materet is also true for Rashi, but with limits. That the heter is the, like what we understood when we read the Mordechai, that basically the Shita of Rashi, and it might be the Maram Rotenburg that understood the same way. That the problem with Mechitza Materet is only when you create Kashut. If you create Kashut, then the Mechitza is Chashuva, and then the Mechitza is considered Ohel. But if the Mechitza doesn't do anything, there is no problem. And I will tell you in parenthesis that it might be that even Rashi in Sukkah might go with this Shita, that there is a chiluk between creating a Rashut Gemura and creating just a Rashut de Rabbanan. If you have a problem de Rabbanan and you matik the issue de Rabbanan, it's not necessarily going to be considered creating Rashut. So that's why Rashi erased the Gemara there. So even though we can be metarat, even the question of the Or Zarua. Because Pri Megadim also sounds like it, but let's just summarize now. We have three opinions now, or even more, but Begadol, we have the Pshat in Rashi that some Rishonim understood that there is no Mechitza Materet completely. We have two opinions in Rashi, two Rishonim that understood in Rashi that Mechitza Materet is a problem when you create Rashut. When the third Mechitza in a Sukkah create Rashut, it's a Chashuv Mechitza. But if you already started the Mechitza, so then Tosefet Aloel in Echinami, it's fine. Because the Chiyuv is not because of Mechitza Letzel. There is no Chashivut of Mechitza Letzel like Rabbeinu Tam. It's just like Mechitza Materet, like we understood until we saw Rabbeinu Tam. So if you started the Mechitza Materet, you started the third Dofen, you started the Rashut. So if you started the Rashut, you can continue. That's the Yireim and the Or Zarua in Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam seems to say something completely different, and I agree that the Tosfot, the Pshat in Tosfot and the Pshat in the Rosh sounds that they understood in Rabbeinu Tam that there is no Mechitza Letzel, there is no problem of Mechitza Letzel, the only problem is Mechitza Materet. So, or that they have a different Girsa or the different Mesorah in Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rabbeinu Tam in front of us sounds like different. So that these are the three main opinions, and it seems like Lemaise, the approach that we accept La'alacha, is the approach that the Rema paskin that you're allowed to be Moisif al Mechitza Amateret. So it's basically going well with the Shita of the Or Zarua and Yireim. And what I'm saying is not a big Chidush, it is, but it's not like completely my Chidush, because you can see the idea already in the Avnei Nezer in Or HaChaim Siman Resh Kaf Aleph. The only difference between what I'm saying is that he understood in Tosfot and the Rosh what I said in Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar. And so I don't know what he read in Tosfot, but that's his pshat that he understood in Tosfot. But he basically already have the ideas, and he already mentioned the Nafkamina about Tosefet al Mechitza Amateret. When you have a beginning of Mechitza Amateret and you just want to add on it, he basically toiled that in the Machloket of the understanding in Mechitza Amateret. Is because of the Mati or because of the Mechitza?
I'm not sure I see the Svara. If you just have the Tefach, that's right, considering that you already created the Rashut.
You started the Rashut.
But a Tefach doesn't
Right. It didn't. It does not mechil shem reshut yet. But if the chiyuv is because of the mechitza, it's a mechitza by itself. But if the chiyuv is a mechitza amateret, so I started the mechitza amateret. I started it already. Meaning, I don't have a separate chiyuv.
What is the tefach?
Yeah.
According to who? According to who?
According to Rabbeinu Tam.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's nothing.
Not Rabbeinu Tam, it's Sefer Yosher. Mordechai.
According to the other opinion?
Yes.
So if the chiyuv is because it's a mechitza chashuva, it's a mechitza that did something, it's true only if it wasn't there. But if it was there before Shabbat or something was there, why would it be different than adding on the chalon more tzel? There was a little bit of tzel and I added more tzel, so I just added on something that was there already.
But that something wasn't my tarot
at all.
The heter did not chal yet.
It's not that you're mater something, it's the fact that it's a mechitza, which is also materis. So if it's already, you're just being most of on a mechitza.
It's not a mechitza, it's a tefach. Tefach's nothing. What is a tefach? It's not like
you can say standing above, but that's always the case. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't need to shame mechitza, it just needs to be there just being most of. So if you started it, in other words,
most of on what?
You started the wall. So you have one tefach, so you started the wall.
I guess, I mean, it has to be something, you're right, I can't debate the fact. Right? I don't know where you see the precedent for a tefach being something.
Yeah, like a Rosh
Hashanah. Tefach by ohel, we see that it's choshuv ohel. By dichre de ravuna, the tefach is enough to start the shem ohel.
Right.
So if the chiyuv is because of that it's a separate ohel, so I started this separate ohel. What do you want to be mechayev me because I? It's not mitbatal towards the two dfanot, the first dfanot. It's in and of itself, but it was here before. The materet, according to Rashi, is just basically disconnecting this mechitza from the other dfanot, so you have for it. But it was there before Shabbat. Oh, so it's like dichre de ravuna that I had something before.
Right, so I see it in the Gemara, but I think I was trying to understand what a tefach.
Tefach is like a little bit. It has shem ohel a little bit. You're asking in general why would tefach be enough if it's not a mechitza?
Why would they have a tefach?
Tefach is chashuv. Tefach is a shir midoraita. It has a chashivut. It has shem.
It's a third wall.
Yeah, you know, from like on a horizontal.
Right.
Either way, either direct.
On
a horizontal level, I think three tefach to the ground is usually.
No, I mean to make a third wall, you only need a tefach of
vertical.
Yeah. From the ground, though.
Which way?
No, I agree that it's not like a fine, like a very pashut chiluk, but it's there are two ways. I mean, no, you're asking about adding this mechitza materet. Mechitza materet is not in the Gemara. It's like Rishonim. No, yeah. Okay, so now another step above that. We conclude lemaise. We hold mechitza materet is asura, and if you started the mechitza amateret, you're allowed to add on it. Fine. When we discuss mechitza bifnei aner, so we have the question of the Darkei Moshe, and I'm sure that all of you saw or the Magen Avraham or at least the Mishnah Berurah that discussed the Magen Avraham conclusion. The Magen Avraham in Seif Katan Gimel bring the Darkei Moshe. And the Darkei Moshe asks on the Maharam, how could you say that Mechitza Bifnei Haner is Mechitza Amateret? Lichora in the Gemara in Beitza, it's Mefurash that you're allowed to do Mechitza Bifnei Haner in Yantav. So the Magen Avraham didn't have the girsa that we have, that the Darkei Moshe is answering the question and said maybe the Gemara in Beitza is like what Maharam did, that he started the Mechitza before Shabbat and he just added on it. He didn't have that part in the Darkei Moshe that we have in front of us. So he basically had the question of the Darkei Moshe, and he had to say something on it. So he invent a tremendous chiddush. And he said, you know what? It sounds to me, he medakdek in the Lashon of the Mordechai, that's the last line in page number 6. V'hinei nireh li ledakdek milashon ha-Mordechai, shekatav shemaharam asa bechol ha mechitza yud tfachim gavoa lifnei hasfarim. Mashma, af al pi shehasfarim hayu omdim megulim, למעלה מהמחיצה, שרי להשתין, דה ולכאילו ברשות אחר. He's medakadak in the Mordechai that the heter that the, Mord, that the Maharam did, he did a mechitza asarat fachim. It sounds like dafka asarat fachim, although he had a whole wall for, full of svarim. And what is the heter? Although I can see the svarim, so why is it mutter to do tzrachav? The reason is because a yud fachim is a separate reshut. Separate reshut, that's creating reshut. Creating reshut is asur b'shabbos. But in case that the that you do a mechitza that cover the svarim, let's assume you just have a svarim in a lower level, or you have a candle that you put a mechitza next to it, and the wall cover the candle that you can see the candle. In this case, you don't need yutfachim. You don't need mechitza. It's a cover. Cover is not a mechitza. This is not a problem. And maybe that's the answer for the question of the Darkei Moshe. Because the Darkei Moshe said, it's neforash in the Gemara, you could do a mechitza. What the Gemara meant mechitza, the Gemara meant kisui. You're allowed to put a mechitza that cover the candle. Can be a seven tefachim mechitza. It doesn't separate the rashuyot, but it's matir to do whatever you need to do because it doesn't have shem mechitza. So the Magen Avraham give us a very fine chiluk between mechitza materet. The mechitza materet is only when you create reshut, but if you just matir something with wall that doesn't have shem mechitza, you're not splitting the reshut to two rashuyot. It doesn't have shem mechitza materet, although it does do heter, but it's not the heter that we are looking for to be mechayav mishum mechitza materet. It needs to be mechitza, shem mechitza, and materet. But if it doesn't have shem mechitza, it's not a problem.
So geneir v'mechitza tuli about here, it's the three tefachim from the ground, or more than three tefachim from the ground, and that would be.
That's going to be one of
them. That should be mutter.
No, but there, the less than three tefachim is considered attached. More than three tefachim, then it's not going to have shem mechitza, but it's going to be matir for
right.
Stuff that needs kisui.
You can explain tefachim as you want, as long as it's not
right. Tefachim. As long as it doesn't have shem mechitza. And he's going even farther more, and he says, Lachen mutar la'asoto b'shabbat, that's the even extra chidush, that based on that, when you're covering the candle, even if you're going to take a mechitza that have ten tefachim, since the reason for the heter is the cover, that's going to be muta also. And that's the second step of the Magen Avraham, that since you could have covered it, so the heter that you're doing now is not through chalukat rashuyot, is because of cover.
So wouldn't this explain the question on Rav Moshe in terms of...
Exactly. Should we mechaven to what I... yeah, exactly. So
I thought that this is trying to tell us also. Basically making separate
reshuts.
So that's when I saw the question.
I thought, okay, so I that I was mechaven to your opinion. Yeah, so no, but that's basically the same idea.
How do you define mechitza? Does mechitza have to stand, like does it have to either stand off the ground?
I think that's what they meant in the dish also.
Like if you just cover a bookcase, is that of a shame mechitza? If you just throw a sheet over a bookcase?
That's not a mechitza.
On the bookcase.
That's not a mechitza, it's a cover.
Right, but I'm saying, right.
Then it's mutter. Because the problem is not the heter, the problem is mechitza hamateret.
But does it have a shem mechitza?
No, it's going to have shem cover, and cover is enough. You need shnei kisuyim. That's one of the questions that people ask on the Magen Avraham. For cover, you need shnei kisuyim. So it might be that the case is that there is one kisui and you just add another one. So that's not a big problem. But yeah, kisui is different than mechitza. When we discuss mechitza hamateret, we need mechitza, and we need the mechitza to be materet.
Mechitza,
if you're using the heter through the heter that you're using is covering, so then you're not. That's the second chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Right, that's the second chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Based on the Machatzit HaShekel, the way that the Machatzit HaShekel expands, you can look in the Machatzit HaShekel in the middle. לכן מותר לעשותו בשבת, רוצה לומר, אפילו גבוה עשרה דעה ומחיצה מכל מקום שרי, עכשיו המחיצה שאינה מטרת, אפילו לא אבה מחיצה היה מותר, שרי אין מחוסין. And the Aliyah Rabbah argue with that. That's the point that the Aliyah...
What's the difference?
You said lemaisa you mechalek the rashut, so you're using two heter. You can be mati yourself because of two reasons. It's two rashiot and it's a cover. But it says that in order to be mechil shem mechitza amateret, it's only when you need the mechitza to be mati. If you don't need the mechitza, so you're not doing anything. You could have covered it with a blanket, and you're just using a removable mechitza. That doesn't mean anything. I could have covered it, so it's not really that I'm doing something active and I'm not boiling anything, because it's not something that was not there before. I could have done it other way, so it doesn't have a... It does not mechil shem mechitza. It's not a materet. I don't. No, he's saying lemaisa I was mechalek the rashut. Lemaisa I split the rashut.
It's like all about your kavana, because you could have done it in a different way. The fact that I built a mechitza, that's okay because I could have covered it instead.
That's the argument of the Eliyahu Rabba. He said lemaisa you're mechalek the rashut, but it seems like the Magen Avraham wanted to say that. It's not really a matir. Matir is something that I could not have done without it.
You can say the same thing about putting up for sale. You're also mechalag the rishus when you put up for sale, but that's not why you did it. You did it for sale.
Right.
Okay.
Does he need? Is he going in the Mara? Is this Pshat saying this is what's the?
This is me. No, he's miyashiv the question of the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe said. Why would you say it's a problem? Lechora, the Gemara in Beitza said it's mutar to cover, to put a mechitza in front of the nest. So why would you start the mechitza before Shabbat? You could have done it completely in Shabbat. So he said, no, what the Gemara says there was not for tashmish, not for something that kisui is going to be... Okay. You're saying that even in the Maharam case, he could have covered. So then the Maharam himself is going to be a question. Why? You're saying he could have covered it. So. No, but based on the Magen Avraham. No, but the Magen Avraham said that since you could have, it doesn't have Shem Mechitza Amateret.
No, not maybe, since
maybe,
you could have.
In other words, maybe Tentfachim would not have blocked the Nair. In other words,
right, so that's what he's saying in the beginning. So the medukdak in the Maharam that the Sfarim were taller than the mechitza, so he had to use the mechitza asarat fachim to be mechalek the reshut. Right. So it wasn't a ner. If it was a ner, then he could have used the other heter. But since it was Sfarim that were tall, he could not. He had to use the heter of splitting the reshut. And since he had to use the heter, it was a mechitza amateret, and that's why he needed to start the mechitza before.
But he couldn't cover it. The sheet he was using was only 10,000 tall. His farm went higher than that.
10,000 by 3.
I'm saying, like.
But you're saying still he could have taken a sheet and do a double cover of the sfarim? That gets a little tricky. Right. Yeah. What?
Where does he say since you cut up? I mean, it seems that it's...
Look at the Machzit HaShekel. The Machzit HaShekel, that's the way I explain it. I mean, the Pshat on the Magen Avraham himself, it's not Mukhach 100%. He said, V'lachen mutar la'asoto b'Shabbat, it's not 100%.
But the Machzit HaShekel is just saying, even though it's a Mechitza, it's still fine. In that case, where you cover it, where you actually do cover it, then you're fine because it's a kisu.
Right. When you do both.
When you do both.
Right.
But when it's mechase, where you don't do both.
Right. That's when when it's tall.
Nobody's saying that because you could have. It's fine.
Uh huh. Right. Right. So yeah. So let's right. So if the mechitza, you could use the heter of the mechitza in two ways. You could. When the mechitza is a sarat fachim and it's split the reshut and it's also covering the candles or the sfarim, in this case, it's mutar because since you could have used the meaning, you could have two heterim now. It's covered and it's ten tfachim, so why would I use the ten tfachim? But if it's above the mechitza, then I'm using b'mfurash just the could have is not enough. The could is only when it's doing both, when you actually doing both. Right.
When you need to create two reshutos.
Right.
That's when it's
Right. Only when you have, right, exactly.
You have to create two machines.
Right.
You have created the two machines.
Right, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's the conclusion of the Magen Avraham, that when the Mechitza does both, then you could be okay with that. But if you need the split in the Rashut, then you have a problem, and that's the case of Maharam. The Prima Gadim is the Prima Gadim that I just mentioned. You can see in the Prima Gadim the question that he asked about the Tosefet Oel Arai. Why is it mutar to add on Mechitza Amateret? He stayed with Tzarich Iyun. That's in page number 8. You can read the Mishpatzut Zav. But based on what we mentioned in the Machloket Or Zeruah and Rabbeinu Tam, the Or Zeruah makes a little bit more sense. And again, like you mentioned, even without the Or Zeruah, there is a way to be mechalek between mechitza shlishit, that the mechitza materet itself is already exists, as opposed to the sukkah that nothing was there before, and you just add the whole third mechitza. So I don't know why he stayed in Tzarichia. But you basically mentioned the two svarot, so we're not going to discuss this more. Now let's go to Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva, in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Tet, somebody asked him if it's mutar, if the mechitza between men and women is a requirement, is it an isur or not? So his main proof is the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Aleph. The Gemara discussed the Tikkun Gadol she'asu sham, that Simchat Bet HaShoeva, and sir, many years the women's were in the Chel, in the Har HaBayit, and the men's were in Ezrat Nashim, and there was a mechitza, there were openings, and the Ba'u Lidei Kilkul, Tikkun Gadol Asu Sham, and they made Zustra, they made the women to go on top. And then the Gemara asks, how could you do that? There is an issue to add on the Binyan. And the Gemara says, bring a pasuk from Chavakuk, that La'atid Lavo, when they're going to do Hesped, they're going to do Hesped Nashim Levad and Gvarim Levad. So you see before us that you need to do Nashim Levad and Gvarim Levad. And based on that, the Gemara learned that it's okay to add on the Binyan Bet HaMikdash. So says Reb Moshe, how could it be that you're going to be Moisif al HaBinyan if it's only a requirement mid the Rabbanon, it's not enough to add on the Binyan. You need a Drasha Deoraita. Al Korchach, that this Drasha of separation with a Mechitza is the Oraita Drasha. He's debating if the mechitza that was before was not enough because there were like a break in the mechitza, or I'm not going to go in the tshuva, the whole tshuva, but the conclusion of the tshuva is that the mechitza is a requirement midoraita, and if there is no mechitza, you're not allowed to do any davar shebekdusha. I have to mention that the Reb Moshe himself have another tshuva after that, that he's matir to do mixed sitting in events. And the main chiluk that he mentioned is that there is a chiluk between something that you do davar shebekdusha, when you do gathering for davar shebekdusha and it's a tzibur, you have to have a mechitza. But if it's just a gathering, that a family gathering, it's a different din. But anyway, for our topic, mechitza for drasha, lichora it's a requirement midoraita. And then the question that basically lichora the Maharam say the opposite, that mechitza to separate between nashim legvarim is a mechitza she'ena materet. If according to Reb Moshe, it is mechitza materet, you need to separate. But based on what we just mentioned, that the mechitza materet, especially after the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham just said it. The Magen Avraham said, when is Mechitza Materet is a problem? When you use the Mechitza, the Heter, you need two Rashuyot. If you do the Mechitza, and you can look in Reb Moshe, the reason for the Mechitza, he said, you don't need, it's not enough Yud Tfachim. You need Tetvav Tfachim, you need Yud Chet Tfachim. Because the Mechitza purpose in his Isur Deoraita is that you're not going to be bothered by looking. So this Mechitza is a Kisui. It's what the Magen Avraham discussed, Kisui. It's not din Mechitza at all. It's just like you want the Mechitza to be there, that you're not going to be bothered and you're not going to look, but it doesn't need to have Shem Mechitza. Even if it's not attached to the ground, if it's covered the main body, and it's above three tefachim, it doesn't have Shem Mechitza, but it's going to do the work for Reb Moshe. It's going to be mutter to speak there because it's a Mechitza that is enough for Tzniut, and it's not going to be Mechitza Amateret because the Heter is not by the Reshut. It's not two Reshuyot, it's one Reshut, and there is a Mechitza that prevents problem. So that's Mamash, the Chiluk of the Magen Avraham. Reb Moshe have to agree with that. I mean, that's the same idea, that the Mechitza Amateret is only when you use the separation of the Rashuyot, then you have a problem. But if you just use the Mechitza for Kisui, then it's not Mechitza Amateret. Although it's Materet, but it's not a Mechitza Amateret.
It's pretty clear in the Shuva, if I remember correctly, that the Gzustra is better not because it prevents you from seeing, not as a Kisui, because it separates.
Well, keeps him separate, but constantly.
Keeps him separate.
But constantly shows, right.
I don't agree with it halachically, but his point is Gzustra is better because it's a separate. It's separate. Even though you can see better, he is clear, even though you can see better. Because if the women are in a balcony, you can see them. I mean, look at our shul upstairs.
Right.
You can see. But it's still halachically better from this perspective because they're separate. They're far away.
There's also better.
Maybe both works. Maybe both.
Isn't there a distinction between Joshua and Tefillah?
Moshe doesn't. He said that any kedusha words that being said in a mixed environment, it's like contaminated. The maybe there is, but I don't know.
Seemingly, we don't necessarily talk about. I mean, we have. I've been at plenty of drushas.
Right. I brought down the Sri Desh. Sri Desh seems to learn from this Maharam that there is no issue by definition to. You can look in the Sri Desh Chelek Aleph in the bottom of page 12. It's not 100% clear.
But it's not the Dabar Shev Kedusha in the sense that you need a minute. When you say Dabar Shev Kedusha, you think of things that require a minute.
So you're saying that even Reb Moshe would say that the Drasha is not a problem?
Maybe.
I mean, I was surprised that he doesn't mention the Gemara in Kiddushin. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that when Rabba was saying a drasha, he just dayar kaneh. He just put a pole between the man and the woman. So it's mefurash that he didn't use a mechitza. But based on what you're saying, it's miyushav also, because there is a chiluk between a drasha and the varsha bikdusha. But that itself, where did he... The chilukim in Reb Moshe are very interesting, because you have a davarsha bikdusha, and then you have a drasha, and then you have a family events, that it's not a problem at all. So... Interesting. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, after I have the Svara of the Magen Avraham, I wasn't trying to find the Chilukim among the Drasha and the... But it might be also true. I'm not sure. Tev, shakoch.
We quickly approach about sponsorships.